January 16th, 2078. We're back with KFM Talk Radio, bringing you today's hits and yesterday's classics. And boy, oh boy, what a day it is! Why? Well, today we've got a special guest along for the ride. He's a vocalist, original songwriter, and frontman of Flying Domestic. That's right, give it up for Emerson Page!
Great to be here, Oscar.
Let's begin with Flying Domestic. Wow, what a project!
It's a dream come true.
I mean, to really be an original. You've got to be proud of that.
I don't know if pride is the right word. I'm content. Yeah, that's what I'm looking for, content.
Hey, if you're content, we're happy.
Aww.
Now, I've got to ask about the new EP. Do we have a release date? Features?
We're not saying anything yet.
Word around the campfire is you've got some pretty big stuff in the works. There's talks of you getting some pretty big features. Are we talking other independents? Maybe even corporate collaboration.
Listen, people never stop asking me whether I'm going corporate, and each time I give the same answer. Who do you think you're talking to? I'm here to make a mark, not to sign to another label. When I tell people that our next EP will change music forever, they laugh. Of course they laugh. I mean, who wouldn't?
So you're proving the critics wrong.
It's what I do. It's what I've always done.
You heard it here first, Los Angeles. Emerson Page is here to stay. With KFM Talk Radio, I'm Oscar Martinez, signing off.
I bring you now to the interior of a well-furnished 2070s apartment. At a central table, a figure is obscured by a strange computer-like device. Pacing in front of him is the tall, blonde-haired, green-eyed owner of the apartment. He opens his mouth to speak.
Yesterday is the most recorded song in human history.
Pardon?
Yesterday, by the Beatles.
Can't say I've ever heard it.
Oh, you've heard it. It's over a century old, well over 2,500 different versions.
I must not be very cultured.
You're not a musical man, I get it.
Just finishing up over here.
God, can you even imagine writing something so prolific?
I've never written anything in my life.
To write something so original, so completely unheard of that the only thing the rest of mankind can do is hum it over and over and over again through the centuries.
That should be the end of it.
The figure stands from behind the strange device, revealing himself to be a well-dressed, slender young man with a head of obsidian black hair. I figure now might be the best time to tell you who this young man is. This young man is me. A different version of me, an outdated version, if you will. To avoid further confusion, I'll refer to him by his name, Lincoln.
Just so. Select the temporal parameters on that first display, then adjust as much as possible with the dial. The algorithm should take care of the rest.
Got it. Got it. Excellent. Thank you for getting here so quickly, Lincoln.
Naturally, Emerson. You're a friend.
It's been tough.
Can't imagine how hard it's been lately.
The pressure.
The expectations.
It's my hope this will be a help.
To my knowledge, the branch has worked like a charm in the hands of almost all our contracted artists.
And if I have any issues, I can just...
Call me. Anytime. I'll pick up.
Listen, I don't want you getting the wrong idea here, but this... It can't get out. I trust you with my confidentiality, of course. I mean... What your family's doing for me, it's an invaluable resource. But my image is homegrown, original, anti-establishment. I don't think I need to tell you how a Cypress affiliation would look for me.
Believe me, I'm well aware of my potential connotations.
And God forbid, I want you or your family to feel used. This is a temporary measure, just to get my ideas rolling on the new album.
I understand. Writer's block. It's what we specialize in. Emerson, you needn't worry about using us. We're happy to provide for those who need our help. Yes, you haven't exactly been kind towards Cypress in the past, but that doesn't preclude our continued relationship.
What do you mean by that?
Lincoln places a clean sheet of white paper and a pen on the coffee table in front of Emerson before continuing.
We'd like to keep a certain correspondence with our artists. Cigarette?
God, I miss the old days. That comforting taste of tobacco.
No, not in here. I'm against smoking.
Ah, silly me. I forgot.
Before continuing to the paperwork, Lincoln absentmindedly leaves his cigarette on the coffee table. One small detail, one small object, that will lead to monumental change.
What am I looking at, Lincoln?
Binding documentation. Contracting agreements.
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
Use of a temporal branch implies a certain legality. In order to work with company technology, you'll need to be one of our licensed artists.
Lincoln, you know I can't do that.
Then you know I can't help you.
Rights to my songs? Creative influence? I'd be signing to a label.
Technically, yes. You'd be a Cypress partner. In practice, well, that's a different story.
Meaning?
It's a formality, nothing more. We wouldn't officially endorse you, we wouldn't book your gigs, we wouldn't interfere with your process. Our affiliation with you as an artist would merely be official, a line of legal code deep within our databanks.
I don't know, Lincoln. I just don't know.
You wouldn't even need to make the public aware.
If this got out, if this ever leaked, I'd...
It wouldn't. I'd make sure of that.
No, it's not just the public, it's me. It's the band. Going corporate, I'd be crossing myself.
Look around you, Emerson. You wouldn't be crossing anyone. You'd be adapting. We're not living in the medieval era any longer. The world is corporate. There's no sense fighting the current or cutting the meat against the grain. That isn't what artists do.
That's what I've done.
Yes, and I admire that. But it doesn't last. It isn't sustainable.
He holds the contract out to Emerson.
This lasts.
The band, the public, they wouldn't know.
Of course.
And it'd be a formality, nothing more.
You'd retain full creative control.
All right. And it's time I adapted.
I bring you now to the rehearsal space of Josie, Carl, Jackson, and Felicia, the band members of Flying Domestic. As they riff off one another, their frontman steps into the room.
Earth Angel, will you be mine?
Look, everyone, it's Captain Asshole.
Why the attitude, Josie? After all, I wrote that song for you.
What a senseless waste of lyrical genius.
What do you think, band? Have I squandered my chances with Miss Banks, or do I have some hope of redemption?
If you keep using words like squandered, yeah, you're pretty hopeless.
Carly, words are everything. Words get you places, and when words fail you, oh dear God, what are you wearing?
A bear onesie?
You look like an unemployed teddy bear.
Hear me out.
Here we go.
Next week, at the Palladium, we each dress as a different member of the animal kingdom.
Carly produces a series of crayon illustrations.
You, me, Josie, even the two lovebirds if they're up for it.
What?
I was thinking a black bear for me, a kangaroo for Josie, pigeons for those two.
Why the dress-up?
Throw the audience off guard, play with their expectations. Josie's already on board.
Reluctantly.
And you haven't even heard the best part.
She pulls out a final illustration.
You'd be the tiger, the deadliest of all animals, the leader of the pack.
May I see that for a second?
Of course.
Emerson takes the paper, crumples it, and stuffs it in his pocket.
Tigers are extinct.
Well, I'm going to take executive power here and step in before this gets nasty. Contrary to popular belief, we're supposed to function as a group. And since you kids have forgotten, we have a concert in a week. Yeah, they'll be expecting our old hits, but they're going to want some new shit too. New shit that we don't have because Tiger here has writer's block. Emerson, we need songs, and we need them now.
Well, funny you should ask.
He reaches into the bag and produces several sheets of music.
Synthesizer track, guitar riff, drum beat, possible vocals for Emerson. And look at that, a bass line for you, sweetie.
No, wait, sorry. You actually wrote something?
Composed, Carly. The word is composed.
Emerson, it's been months since you've come up with something original. Last week you thought you'd finally struck gold, but you'd accidentally rewritten Take On Me.
Well, this one's original. This one's all me.
Except this time you wrote everything. Not just the melody, not just your vocals, everything.
Well, Carly, I'm not that one note. I'm a talent. I never know when inspiration is going to strike.
Let me get this straight.
Be my guest.
For months, you blame the band for not fostering a creative environment. You rant to us about how much pressure fame puts on you, how the expectations are killing your songwriting. Then you come out of nowhere with a complete track? You're telling me you've already written the instrumentals?
That's what I'm telling you.
Then what do we bring to the table? What else could we possibly do?
Well, I know what you could do.
And what's that?
You could let me take you to dinner tomorrow night.
What?
Kato's Kitchen, then my place. Say around 7:30-ish. At least think about it. I'll start with Jackson and Felicia. We've got work to do, and Ron wants us out by noon.
He rejected my idea.
I'm shocked. The costumes were frankly too genius to turn down.
And then he comes out of the gate with all this new material. Didn't think he had it in him.
Neither did I. Something isn't right about this. The music, the instrumentals, they just don't seem him.
Ghostwriter? Plagiarism?
I don't know, but I'd like to know. Hey, Emerson. Dinner, then your place? 7:30-ish.
What are you doing?
Investigating.
I now bring you back to the apartment, where Emerson and Josie find themselves after the aforementioned dinner date.
This is my humble abode. Try to stick to the couch. Everything's in the correct place.
A lack of trust paired with an obsessive need for organization? He's a keeper.
Drinks?
Some beer if you have any.
I'm against drugs. Sorry.
Didn't know you played it so safe, Paige.
If by safe you mean conscious of my own health, then yes, I play it quite safe.
Hey, it's your boring life, not mine.
Well then, two boring root beers coming right up. And please, try to stick to the couch.
Don't worry, I won't disrupt your perfect little world.
She was skeptical. I admired that in her. Discerning of the minute errors within people.
It's a nice place, I'll give you that.
I'm glad you like it. There you go.
Cheers.
To many new songs together.
Emerson, I'm impressed. Really. You're the frontman of a rising band, a singer, a songwriter, an original. You're handling the stress, beating the expectations. How do you do it?
Mindset, Josie. Mindset and artistic lifestyle. That's all it is.
No drugs or alcohol. What kind of artistic lifestyle are you living?
The kind which focuses me towards self-improvement.
Well, it shows. You're a healthy man. I only have one other question.
Fire away.
Why would a man committed to sobriety, committed to self-improvement, why would that man have a cigarette in his apartment?
As I said, one small change with just one small detail.
What?
The coffee table?
What are you talking about?
Underneath some papers, like it was lost, absent-mindedly.
You got me. I tried to hide it for so long, but I just couldn't do it anymore. It's my guilty pleasure, Josie. I just...
Except it isn't. You despise cigarettes, Emerson. You can't stand them. Last week you had a coughing fit because Jackson was smoking in the studio.
Someone
else has been in this apartment. Someone who you really must have needed because you couldn't stand to have them around otherwise. Someone who smokes Cypress brand cigarettes?
Josie, you aren't understanding.
And then there's this.
She gestures to the tarp which covers the strange computer-like device from earlier.
A big mysterious thing sitting in the middle of your apartment?
Josie, don't. Please.
With a single swipe, Josie pulls away the tarp.
A temporal branch.
Months, Josie. Months without a song. It was just another resource. Another option.
That's your excuse? Getting involved with Cypress? Getting involved with everything that's wrong with this industry? Emerson, this is pathetic.
What? This?
It's pathetic, and you know it.
Josie, this doesn't need to leave this room. And you know what? It won't. I know it won't, because if you leak this, you're going down with me. The band won't last a week without me at the helm. I'm the star. I'm what's marketable.
Emerson, for me, for Carly, it was never about being marketable.
KFM Talk Radio, back with you again. We've got some bad news in the studio here tonight for fans of Flying Domestic. Emerson Page, the man's rising frontman, has been exposed for association with the Cypress media conglomerate. This comes as a big blow for a group built on a reputation of original songwriting. Bass player and backup vocalist Josie Banks tells KFM, quote, "It was tough news that needed to come out. Emerson left the group for obvious reasons, but Flying Domestic isn't going anywhere." Wow. Is Emerson Page truly dead to the world? Will Flying Domestic be able to pick up the pieces? With KFM Talk Radio, I'm Oscar Martinez.
Lincoln Janis sits in his office, taking an unexpected phone call.
Yes. Oh, really? Well, send him in, I suppose.
A familiar face steps into the room.
Excellent to see you again, Emerson. I trust you're doing well.
I've had better times.
Please, take a seat. What exactly brings you to Cyprus?
You and your family have always been so kind to me. You always recognized my talents, my independence as an artist. And you stepped in to help when my creativity failed me. Obviously, I wish things had gone better. But you helped. When I needed you, you helped.
You should have been more discreet with the branch.
I know. I know it was stupid. But it's done now. It's over. The branch worked, if that's any consolation. It found me a great song.
Of course it did. We built them to serve a certain function after all. We'd run out of quality media long ago. The Illumisil Farms had squeezed every last drop of worthwhile art from their subjects by the 2050s and was getting increasingly difficult to find originality. We needed a solution.
The branch?
It's genius, really. In a world where original media has been spent, the only way forward is through the forgotten past.
I don't understand.
The temporal branch searches our history for the art that time forgot. A Grecian sculpture destroyed under barbaric conquest. A melodic tune John Lennon left unfinished before his untimely death. The branch records them and brings them back to us, like picking fruit from a tree whose roots reach deep into eternity.
It's time travel.
On a small scale, yes.
You're scaring me.
It's an elegant solution. Now, Emerson. What brings you here?
Right. Yes, I was getting to that.
You've got nowhere to go?
No, I don't.
Your career's dust.
Yes.
And you can't even work up the courage to ask me for a job.
I just need a place to stay. That's all I need. Some steady work. A roof over my head.
Don't cry. It's unbecoming.
Of course. Yes. I'm sorry.
Good. Stand up straight, follow me.
He leads Emerson through several levels of secure entryways before entering a massive room filled with filing cabinets.
You see, I'm head of the records department. A creative profile for each Cyprus artist is held somewhere within this dense thicket of bureaucracy. Their registered works, their licensing contract, a brief summary of their personal information. Even you have a file, Emerson.
What am I supposed to do with this?
You came here in search of employment. I'm providing.
What? As an accountant?
It's a chaotic mess. Organize them alphabetically and you'll be paid hourly.
Now? Here?
There's no time like the present.
Lincoln walks from the vast room, leaving the broken artist to his own devices. Emerson spends the following hours searching through a sea of similar souls. Those who had fallen into the pit of Cyprus, or into the arms of Sequoia before it, or through the doors of Redwood at the beginning of it all. Their art had been buried, used up, then filed away beneath the earth. But sometimes, it is a search through the most secluded of caverns which yields the most brilliant of truths. You see, Cecily Tonra's half-finished poem has waited for over 50 years, and it is ready to be finished. Eureka has appeared for the final time, and Emerson Page is ready to reintroduce it to the world. As the wheels of Cyprus turn around them, Flying Domestic enter their rehearsal space in preparation for their coming concert.
I just don't think it's a good idea, Carl.
Emerson isn't here to say no. Why not introduce a little levity?
I appreciate it, I really do, but we need to establish ourselves seriously.
Oh, come on. Who says animal onesies aren't serious?
Previously unseen by the band, Emerson stands up from one corner of the room. He's holding Cecily's poem.
Oh, God.
Guys, God, you have no idea how good it is to see you all again.
Emerson, what are you doing?
You look terrible.
I'm here because I know we can work something out. I'm having some new ideas, and I think we should get the old group back together.
Should we call someone?
No, don't call anyone. Please, hear me out.
Ideas, Emerson? What new ideas?
Do you really think we should...
A song. A brand new song.
Here we go again.
Listen, I know I've been an asshole in the past.
That's a major understatement.
I know, and I'm sorry. I'm egotistical. Love control.
Check.
I'm willing to do better.
Are we also forgetting Pathological Liar? Who wrote your new song? Did you buy it? Steal one from Josie? Shoot, maybe you even went back to your old friends at Cypress.
I found a poem. God, you should read it, Carly. Just read it. It's brilliant. It uses language, concepts in just an absolute way.
So, you're stealing it.
Finishing it. I've got this great idea for a melody that I know would just be perfect for us.
Us?
Yeah, we're making a comeback, performing this as our Palladium opener.
Emerson, we've moved on. The show's already blocked.
What about the new shit?
Lincoln strides into the rehearsal space.
There isn't any. We're playing off the old EP. Turtle Crossing, Wire Floss, The Usual Suspects remixed without the old vocals. We're reinventing ourselves, and you can't be a part of that picture. Not after what's happened.
Lincoln takes a drag from his cigarette before examining the band's equipment.
Josie, I understand where you're coming from, and I know why I can't be a part of that. But I also know you. I know how under all that toughness and resolve you can be forgiving, so please, just this once, help me make a song.
Lovely setup you've got here.
He decides to make himself known, before cutting through the group and extending a cold hand towards Josie.
Lincoln Janis, it's a pleasure to meet you.
And who gave you permission to just walk in here?
I did. I own the place.
I'm sorry, you must have the wrong building. Ron owns this entire complex.
Oh, I assure you that me and Mr. Davis reached a very agreeable settlement. I thought I might find you here, Emerson.
They know each other. Of course they know each other.
Cigarette smoke, obnoxious suit. You must be the Cypress guy.
Guilty. I thought I'd drop by and congratulate you all on your upcoming concert. To bounce back after such incredible controversy. Truly admirable.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Only that's not why you're here.
Oh.
Janis, you're the son of Arthur Janis. If Cypress really wanted to congratulate some indie band on their success, they wouldn't send one of their highest-ranking scumbags. No, you're here for something else.
Perceptive. Very perceptive. We've had our eye on Flying Domestic for a while. Emerson here was an excellent connection, a childhood friend, but we could never seem to conduct business correctly. I've decided to take a more direct approach.
Being?
He produces several slips of paper.
A licensing agreement. Emerson's already signed his, but I have yet to offer all of you a contract. I'm sure you'll find our proposal to be rather generous.
May we take a look?
Oh, by all means.
Carl and Josie take a moment to look over the contract. Before glancing at each other, sighing, nodding, and tearing the paper apart. Lincoln smiles.
Regrettable. It seems you aren't as wise as your friend here.
No, it seems we aren't. But we know who we are, and we know what we stand for.
Evidently. I wish you luck at the Palladium.
We'll be thinking of you.
Oh, I should hope so. I'll be in the front row.
Cheering us on?
Always. But till then, I believe you have some practicing to do.
He stoops down and pats Emerson on the shoulder before leaving.
Take care of yourself.
Wow. What a great way to kick off the day. All right, gang, we should get started. Track 3 sound good?
Yeah, track 3 sounds great.
Can I stay to hear one song, Josie? Please?
Emerson, You should leave.
I get it. I really do. I understand.
Hey, Wednesday, at the Palladium, I'll save a spot for you. Just wait for my signal.
It's the day of the concert, the day of Eureka, the day a single event would shift me from my destined course and onto a new path. Emerson Page would be the one to complete our story, to draw the hidden current of Eureka into the light of the world. The fate of an art over a century in the making rests in his voice. The show's starting.
Ladies and gentlemen, live in the Palladium Theater in Los Angeles, California, it's Flying Domestic!
I want to thank everyone for making it here tonight. You're going to get a great show, some great music. We got Carl Alexander on the drums, Jackson Day on the synth, and Felicia Williams on the guitar. Of course, there's someone who isn't up on the stage with us tonight. Someone who made this band what it is today. Our front man, Emerson Page.
What are you doing, Banks?
I'm giving him a chance, Carly. Hey, I told him I'd save him a seat, so he should be here tonight. Emerson, stand up.
We're really letting him do this, Josie. This is the biggest show of our lives.
He's changed, and I know he has.
And how are you so sure?
I'm not, but I'm willing to take a chance. Now everyone, please bring down the house for Emerson Page.
Listen, I'm not asking for forgiveness. Not even asking you to hear me. But I've got a song. I think it's a good one. Okay, gang. Keep it mid-tempo. Follow my lead. When I give you the signal, give it everything. Do you trust me?
Not remotely.
I'm calling this song Eureka Breaking.
Excuse me. Every time I hear it, every time, it's like love. Not love with a person, no. No, love with words. Love with music. The first love I ever felt. I must confess, I don't enjoy people. I don't enjoy their company. I don't enjoy their fleeting opinions or their lackluster presentation. They're too ephemeral. I suppose it's only natural that the only romance I ever had wasn't with a person. It was with a song. A song so exquisitely constructed, so utterly unique, it's almost pained me to listen. The rest of the concert was insignificant, inconsequential. I was too shaken to recall. I only knew I wanted it. I wanted that song, and I knew how profitable something truly original could be in those days. So, like any working adult, I was concerned with the profit, the fruit, ready for the harvest.
Excellent performance. I mean, just excellent.
Mr. Janice, with all due respect, we're not taking your offer.
No, that's not why I'm here. You see, the true talent I've been looking for is already signed with Cypress. Emerson, it's going to be a hit. I know it is. Tomorrow you report to our recording studios and lay down an initial demo for that single.
No, I won't. Song's going public.
Well, that isn't for you to decide.
Why not?
You're a licensed Cypress artist. We represent you. We have the right to everything you produce.
Thing is, I'm not a licensed artist.
Oh, don't be absurd. 2 weeks ago, the apartment, you signed away your rights in exchange for the branch. I have the file right here.
Lincoln pulls a familiar file from his briefcase. It's marked Emerson Page.
Lincoln, I thought you were a clever guy. You know, you really should be careful who you hire as an accountant. After all, everyone has a file in there. Even me.
The file falls away, revealing its true contents. Carl's crumpled up bear sketch.
What is this?
That's some fantastic artwork. Courtesy of my good friend Carly. It's over, Lincoln. The song isn't yours, and it never will be.
What?
Come on, gang, let's get some drinks.
As Flying Domestic forged onwards into the night, I stood there stupefied. I was in love. Something that genuinely touched me had just been taken away, and the exit wound it left soon began to fester. Over the months which followed, that love grew into an obsession. How had Emerson written something so profoundly beautiful? What had inspired it? I dug through the archives in search of answers, only to find nothing. It was then that my mind stumbled onto an elegant solution, the temporal branch. The device allowed me to see back into every beat of the story laid out before me. Emerson, Josie, the band, and further still, my father Arthur, his trickery of Cecily Tonra and her rambunctious lover, and at the roots of this tree, Redwood, Claire, Zachary, and the ever-looming presence of Mr. Gray. But there was one aspect which lay at the center of everything. Calvin Linwood. What exactly was it that had inspired him? What had caused that first stroke of genius? I needed to know. So I decided to ask him. I packed everything I had, a copy of the poem, my theories on the painting, even one of Emerson's vinyl recordings of the song. I was to clamber down the bark of this great tree and commune with its source. The branch offered a gateway, a threshold which I willingly crossed. The past had been pulled close enough to touch. We're back in the 1956 Redwood Common Room. Calvin Linwood sits at his easel, carefully coating a canvas with black paint. A set of blocky headphones are fixed to his head as he intermittently performs a furious solo on the air guitar. He eventually finishes his guitar solo and gets up to put another record on the player.
Phew, what a ride.
The door bursts open to reveal a traveler from the future.
Christ, you scared me.
Apologies, of course, that wasn't my intention.
Have we met?
I don't believe so.
You look familiar. Can't put my finger on it.
You're Calvin Linwood, aren't you?
I certainly hope so.
Excellent, just fantastic. In fact, you're the reason I'm here.
What gives?
Art. I've heard you've painted something quite incredible.
Ha! Not yet, I haven't.
I beg your pardon?
Writer's block. Laziness? Call it whatever you want.
I'd come too early and Eureka wasn't ready yet. I needed to leave.
I'm sorry I wasted your time, but I've got to go.
Wait.
In his rush, Lincoln trips, accidentally unhinging his briefcase and spilling its contents across the floor. Calvin rushes to help.
Please, there's no need.
He finds the vinyl.
Hey, so you're a music guy.
Oh, put that down.
Eureka Breaking? Bad title, man.
I'd like that back, thank you.
Mind if I take a listen?
No, I'd rather you didn't.
Music helps me think. Hell, I've even got a record player, right here.
I stood there, unable to move, unable to think. That seed, that initial spark I had hoped to find, it didn't exist. The painting, the poem, the song, Eureka had given birth to itself. It is a story without a beginning, middle, or end. An effect without a cause. As I quietly returned my time and place, Calvin sat at his easel, listening to Eureka Breaking.
Shit. That's not a bad idea.
He dips one of his brushes into a can of oil paint before applying his first mark to the canvas. A single drop of gold against an inky field of black.